In this bulletin, clarity over COVID-19 tests for people entering Queensland. More than 40 people die in a bus crash in Bulgaria. And in sport, Human Rights Watch criticises the IOC for its dealings with Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Queensland Deputy Premier says earlier confirmation from the federal government would have been welcome after confusion about the cost of COVID-19 tests for travellers. Visitors into Queensland will be able to access a free PCR test after concerns about a $150 fee. But the Federal Health Minister has confirmed there's no charge at state-run clinics. Minister Greg Hunt says the federal government has always covered half the cost of the PCR tests and nothing has changed in response to questions about who would pay the fee. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the Commonwealth is contributing to the cost and he welcomes that clarification.
That will mean that people travelling to Queensland will be able to get free of charge PCR tests before they come to Queensland and meet that requirement. That will be under the exact same arrangements that we have always provided here in Queensland for people who needed to get tested before travelling to other states, for example, Victoria and South Australia. I note that Greg Hunt says that was always been the case.
New South Wales has detected 248 new coronavirus cases and another two more deaths. Almost 200 people are in hospital with COVID-19 and 35 patients are in intensive care. And Victoria has recorded 1,196 cases and another three lives have been lost. Some Liberal MPs have raised issue with the federal government's religious freedom laws, concerned that they could override existing state discrimination legislation. Prime Minister Scott Morrison plans to introduce the laws to Parliament on Thursday, but New South Wales MP Trent Zimmerman is worried about enshrining protection for religious beliefs. Labor's Penny Wong says while freedom to practice religion is a human right, it shouldn't come at the expense of preventing other forms of discrimination.
These are sensitive issues. These have to be worked through respectfully. That is not the way the Prime Minister and the government have done so. We offered a bipartisan process and that would have been better for the country. I suspect Mr. Morrison didn't actually want a bipartisan process.
The North Macedonian government has declared 3 days of mourning for the more than 40 lives lost in a bus crash in Western Bulgaria. About a dozen children were among the victims killed when the bus of North Macedonian tourists travelling from Istanbul towards Sofia hit a barrier and caught fire. The Bulgarian government has announced a national day of mourning, while North Macedonia observed a minute's silence to remember the victims on Tuesday. This man says one of his relatives survived, but other family members were not so lucky.
One of the injured is my uncle. He is alive. He has minor injuries and with the next 24 hours, we think he will get better. His wife died and also his son, who was 16 years old, died.
The United States is releasing 50 million barrels of oil from its reserves to try to bring down soaring petrol prices. President Joe Biden has also asked the OPEC group of oil-producing nations to boost output more rapidly, but OPEC is sticking to an agreement to only increase production gradually. OPEC says it's concerned that the rise in coronavirus case numbers could soften demand for oil. Crude oil prices have reached seven-year highs because of a big increase in demand as economies recover from the COVID-19 downturn. Human Rights Watch is accusing the International Olympic Committee of shameful conduct for taking part in a video call with tennis star Peng Shuai. The IOC president has been criticised for his participation in the video call, where the player confirmed she was safe and well after making sexual assault allegations against a former Communist Party official. There was growing concern about her well-being beforehand, but now Human Rights Watch says Olympic officials are engaging with a government-created narrative about Peng's freedom. Human Rights Watch China Director Sophie Richardson says there are still unanswered questions about her safety.
you know, they've said publicly, well, that's very nice that you could have a video call, but that doesn't answer our concerns about sexual assault or whether Peng Shuai is free to communicate.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 29 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 24. Humid in Melbourne and a shower or two, a top of 25. A few showers developing in Hobart, 23. Canberra, showers and 22. Wollongong, a shower or two and 23. Sydney, a shower or two developing, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 27. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 34. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.